Welcome to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast with Darren Mitchell. If you're a sales leader looking to take your leadership to a whole new level, then this is the podcast for you. We'll be exploring tips, techniques, and strategies to help you take your leadership to the exceptional level and allow you to enjoy more money, more meaning, and better sales results. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It's hump day, Wednesday, the 19th of August, 2020. This is Darren Mitchell and you're listening to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. Now, what a perfect day to talk about the topic I'm going to talk about today. As I look out my window here in the Macedon Ranges in Victoria, it is, there's a lot of cloud. In fact, there's no sun whatsoever. There's not a breath of wind, which is one positive thing, but the rain is coming down vertically. So it's a very, very dreary looking day outside. And what better day, therefore, to talk about attitude than today? And that's the topic for today's episode of the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast, and specifically how our attitude is contagious. Now, this is really important, specifically from a sales leadership perspective, because as I talk about all the time, our people are always watching what we're doing and they're listening to what we're saying, but they're also watching what we're not doing and listening to what we're not saying. And as I've recorded a number of podcasts around psychology, around physiology, and also behaviors in terms of the demonstrated behaviors, a lot of that points to the impressions that we create upon other people. And I've got to say that our attitude above all else is something that is so contagious and it's so visible that it literally has the opportunity to diminish a team, to expand a team, and to completely destroy a team, unfortunately, when it comes to, certainly from a leader's point of view. Because let's be honest, nobody wants to work for somebody who is suffering from what I call stinking thinking. Now, I've had the pleasure, and I say that really respectfully, I've had the pleasure to work with a number of people over a number of years who really had a bad case of stinking thinking. And when they walked into the office each day, before they even opened their mouth, you could just see that things were not good. So many people, particularly people in their team, were really reticent in terms of asking them for help or going up to approach them because their attitude was so poor. And some of them just avoided it at all costs because they felt as if they were just going to bite their head off or react to something really, really strongly. And so what I want to talk about today is how our attitude affects a lot of things, but how attitude is directly linked to results, and how when many people don't think they have control over what's happening around them, one thing we do have 100% control over is our attitude. Now, I often talk about in workshops and in coaching that a lot of people, unfortunately, out there need some significant checkups from the neck up, and that is their thinking and their attitude needs a complete rebalance and really a bit of a lobotomy around their attitude. Because there's one thing I've realized over many years working with leaders and also, you know, specializing leadership, and I found this out, I guess, the hard way when I was running sales teams myself, and that is our team literally become a reflection of us. And so it's incumbent on us to set the right example, first of all, to role model the right sort of behaviors, but it starts with a really simple thing in terms of our own thinking and our own approach and our own attitude. Now, if we turn up to every situation and we are suffering from stinking thinking, then what hope does our team have in terms of being able to lift their capability around their thinking, their attitude, and therefore the results they get? Now, there's a law of the lid that John Maxwell in particular talks about where he says that where we are sitting in terms of a scale, so if you think of a scale of attitude or behavior or knowledge, even thinking on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not so great, 10 being, you know, really high, then the law of the lid will say that our team literally cannot be any higher than us based on where we're at. So if we are sitting at a 5 in terms of mindset and in terms of attitude, for example, then it's really difficult, if not impossible, to actually have our team sitting anywhere above 5, because we are placing a lid on our team, because their team becomes a reflection of our leader. So it's really, really important and really incumbent on us as leaders to take responsibility for this and really focus in on, you know, is my attitude where it needs to be, or am I portioning blame and blaming others for bad situations and therefore what's the term, abstaining from taking responsibility? Because one of the key things around leadership is we need to be able to take 100% responsibility for everything that's happening around us, irrespective of whether we are at fault or not for what's actually happening. Now, this is a key element of leadership, and it really does point towards attitude, because Great leaders and exceptional leaders, and dare I say, exceptional sales leaders, will always take 100% responsibility for everything that is happening, because they then focus on what they have control over. And one of the key things they have control over is, first of all, how they choose to respond to every situation that they find themselves in. But secondly, and most importantly, they get to choose their attitude, and therefore how they respond with an attitude in the situation they find themselves in. And so it's a really important message today, and it's one that unfortunately a lot of leaders tend to overlook, because many leaders, I find, focus on the doing of the do. They focus on the how, the mechanics of sales leadership, or the mechanics of getting teams to, you know, churn through the numbers, make the calls, do the prospecting, run the meetings and try and close the deals. And they don't spend near enough time on what I consider to be the 1%ers, the things that can be the difference that makes all the difference. And one of the key things around that is attitude, mindset, thinking patterns and stuff like that. So if we can get really good at this, then it means that we've got almost like a superpower that enables us to take any situation and any perspective in any situation, look for the opportunity that comes out of the situation we find ourselves in, and proactively plan the next step so we can maximize the outcome. Whether we've got a really shitty situation we find ourselves in, or whether we've got a really positive situation we find ourselves in, our attitude will determine what happens next, and therefore ultimately what the outcome that we get will be. And so attitude is so important. It's often overlooked, as I said, by people within in leadership positions, and it can't be. I want to bring conscious focus back on how important attitude is to everything we do, not only as a human being, but also as a leader within organizations. And therefore, if we can pass this on to our teams, knowing that our attitude is going to be contagious, then we set ourselves up for some significant positive steps towards a much brighter future and exponential results when it comes to delivering results for the organization. And dare I say it, this helps us become more sustainable in how we deliver these results. Now, the thing I want to get really clear up front is that our attitude is 100% within our conscious awareness, if you like. Unfortunately, though, many people don't believe they've got a choice in terms of what their attitude is. They'll look at the world externally and they'll blame others. They'll blame other situations for how they're feeling and therefore what they're thinking. This is a bit of a fallacy, because we have 100% control over the thoughts that we have and therefore the attitude we have. Unfortunately, though, many people don't believe that to be true, and so they're susceptible to the things that happen around them, and therefore their attitude becomes a response to that situation. Therefore, they end up getting the results that are sometimes beyond their control. And so the first thing to understand is around attitude is that, and I talked about this last week when we talked about physiology and psychology, that we have a choice in terms of how we think, and therefore we have a choice in terms of determining our attitude. Whilst we may not necessarily have any control over how we feel, what we can do is, if you want to manufacture a certain feeling, then we can start by thinking certain patterns of thought, and therefore start to choose the attitude we want to bring to the table, and therefore start moving our body in a certain way to then create a certain feeling. And it's like a cycle that pumps through. And if we have a start with a positive attitude, then chances are we'll get a much better feeling, and we can manufacture that feeling. Now, I want to share an example of this, and it's an example. I was working with a client a few years ago, and I won't share his name, but he's a fantastic guy. Runs a business down here in Victoria, and he was having some challenges with his team, and really the results of the team weren't where he needed them to be. And we did some analysis on what was happening in it, and this particular business is running a team of, say, I think it was about 10 or 12 people. Relatively small business, but a really successful business over the long period of time. But there was a bit of a drop in terms of their performance and the results they were getting, and he just couldn't put his finger on what was happening. So we did some analysis, and I was doing some leadership coaching with him at the time, and we sat down and I said, well, I'll use his name. It's not his real name, but I'll say, right, Tom. So Tom, give me a sense of what is the first thing you think about when you wake up in the morning, before your feet even touch the ground? What is the first thing you think about? Now, this gave me a really good insight in terms of his attitude, because he said to me that the last 3 months in particular, he has been getting out of bed, and before his feet even hit the floor, he was thinking, oh my God, and I'm not going to swear because this is a family podcast, but he said the F word, and he said, my God, another day. Oh, don't want to get through this day. This is just rubbish, right? So his attitude, he started the day off with some stinking thinking. And so what then happened is his attitude was not where it needed to be, and certainly wasn't optimal, which then led to his mindset being not as positive as it could be. So instead of thinking about what are the possibilities today. Let's look at the optimistic side of what's happening. Let's look at the opportunities we've got in front of us. His mindset was now below 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, and he was thinking of more pessimistic sides. He was thinking more glass half empty, and therefore he was not looking at the possible opportunities that were right in front of him. What that then led to is his behavior and how he held himself and all the physiology was now consistent with his mindset, which actually was triggered by his attitude. And so the results that he was getting, and therefore the results that his team were getting, were nowhere near where they could be, and by the way, nowhere near where they had been in the past. And so there was a really simple change that I made, and I gave him a challenge, and I said, Tom, look, all we're gonna do is I'm gonna give you a challenge here, right? So for the next 2 weeks, before your feet hit the ground, every single morning when you wake up, before your feet hit the ground, I want you to, in your own words, say, today is going to be a fantastic day. Today is going to be the best day I've ever experienced, because we need to focus on attitude. Everything starts with attitude. And as Zig Ziglar said, very famously, he said, your attitude and not your aptitude will determine your altitude. So yes, granted, there needs to be things done. You need to take some action, but it all starts with attitude. Hence, a very, very famous, very, very famous saying from the great Zig Ziglar. So I said, right, Tom, this is what you're going to do. For the next 2 weeks, the first thing you do before you do anything, before your feet hit the ground, you're going to say in your own words, today is going to be a fantastic day. So whatever you do, do that. Now, 3 weeks later, I came back and we had a session, and I sat down with him, and I'm not going to swear again, but he certainly did. And I sat down and said, right, Tom, so tell me what's been going on. What have you noticed over the last 3 weeks? And he looked me straight in the eye and really deadpanned, and he said, what the F have you done to me? And I said, interesting, what's happened? And I thought, my God, this is not good. But then he started to describe the fact that, well, in the last week, our team has now closed its biggest deal that we have in the last 12 months. And we've now got opportunities coming left, right, and center. And there's a completely different vibe around the office. And I said, and he said, I don't know what's going on. You must have done something to him. You must have done some wizardry or something like that. And I said, not really. All we focused on was something really, really simple as being 100% focused and creating an attitude that was conducive to being successful. So what had happened is he had introduced his own mantra, his own, I guess, affirmations, and he did that for 2 weeks straight, and he continued to do that. Now, what actually happened is he found that his attitude, when he woke up, if his attitude was positive, and if he manufactured the attitude that he wanted to have, that would enable him to be successful that day, then he knew that that would then have a positive impact on his mindset, and it did. And so the mindset then played out. Well, when his mindset was up and about, above 5, he was more conducive to then demonstrating the behaviors that were more optimistic, more positive, to then get better results. So what he started to see was his attitude then affected directly his mindset. His mindset therefore directed and directly affected his behavior, and therefore the behavior that he was taking was a lot more positive, which then ended up delivering some great results. Now, when he started achieving some great results and people around him started to deliver these great results, then guess what? The attitude then started to go up again. So it was a cycle. Now, this is a cycle that goes in the positive sense, but it's also a cycle, as we've talked about, that can go in the negative sense. And it all starts with attitude. Now, what was really interesting, and this is a great learning for us as leaders, is not only does he continue to do that today, every single day he wakes up, but he also knows that there are certain things that happen throughout the day where he's going to be placed in situations that he hasn't expected, and there might be some surprises that come at him. There might be some challenges that he has to face that he hasn't actually prepared for, but what he does have, he has control now over choosing his attitude. So what he shared with me is that there have been a number of situations over the past few years where he has actually been in situations where his attitude could have been severely impacted based on a circumstance or a challenge or a frustration that he's found in that particular moment. But because he had 100% control over his attitude, he started talking to himself and say, right, attitude needs to be positive. What's the positive here? I'm going to maintain a positive attitude. When that happened, he found that he had the capacity to come up with ideas to then face that problem, face that challenge in the moment, which enabled him to then take the behavior and demonstrate the behavior that gave him every opportunity of developing a solution to fix that particular challenge, that particular problem. So he said from his perspective, as simple as adjusting his attitude has been absolutely instrumental in being able to deliver sustainable results for his business. And in the last 3 years, he's seen an exponential increase in not only the results the organization's getting and his team's getting, but he's seen a corresponding decrease in people's turnover. So he, in the previous period of time, he lost a couple of people, but now the team is actually together and it's really, really tight knit. And it's all come down to, in his belief, to his ability to control his attitude and make the choices around a positive attitude, and therefore understanding that it's 100% his responsibility for determining his attitude. So as a sales leader, how would you rate your attitude right now? And what are you doing right now to not only monitor your attitude, but when your attitude is not exactly where it needs to be, and that could come based on feedback or it could even be on self-reflection, what are you doing to make some adjustments to your attitude so that you can be really clear on the message that you're delivering to your team and all your key stakeholders? And that message doesn't necessarily have to be verbal. It's often going to be non-verbal, in terms of people will see the expression on your face, they'll see your body language, and they can make an assumption that right now the attitude is not exactly where it needs to be. So be really clear on this. And one of the key things, there's two key things we can do almost immediately to help improve our attitude and enhance the ability for our attitude to be even more contagious in the positive sense. The first one is demonstrating an attitude, or having an attitude of gratitude. Now, it sounds a little bit of a cliche, and I get that, but just think about, especially now, especially in times we're going through right now with COVID across the world, and certainly here in Victoria, there's a lot of people locked down, there's a lot of people in a lot of pain. So thinking about gratitude and thinking about, okay, what can I be grateful for? Look around and look for things that you can be really happy about and really grateful that you've got. Don't worry about the things you don't have. Be grateful for what you do have. So the first thing is to be grateful. Now, whether that be using, say, for example, a gratitude journal, just writing down the things that you're grateful for at the end of each day or at the end of each week. As a leader, I always talk about having some reflection time, and one of the key things around that is to look for the wins and what you're grateful for. If, whether you do a gratitude journal or just simply start thinking about what you're grateful for, that's a great thing to do, because if you've got an attitude of gratitude, it's very difficult to be sad and to be downbeat, and therefore when you are grateful for things, then your attitude will automatically pick up and it'll automatically go on to the positive side. So that's the first thing, demonstrating some gratitude. The other one is, and I hear this a lot out there, so, oh, you got to fake it till you make it. Fake having a great attitude and therefore you'll have a great attitude. That is not great advice, because if you fake it, you're just going to fake it. The better terminology is act as if you have a great attitude. Now, if you're finding it challenging to actually flick the switch and have a positive attitude, then start thinking about acting as if you have a positive attitude. Find people within your key stakeholder, key influencer group, or find some role models who you believe you can model off and have a great attitude based on them, in terms of how can you model them? How can you act as if you are like them? What would they be thinking right now? What would they be going through right now? Act as if you have a great attitude, and guess what? The more you do that, the more you'll find your attitude will change. So there are two key things we can think about in terms of helping our attitude get to a level that it needs to be. One is being grateful, and the other one is being acting as if you have a great attitude. And that really is, if you've got some challenges around, developing a, and I'm clicking my fingers here, developing a good attitude, because that ultimately is a 100% your responsibility, and attitude is a choice. So hopefully that makes sense. The challenge for you is just to think about where your attitude sits right now. Do you need an update in terms of, do you need a checkup from your neck up? Are you suffering from some stinking thinking right now? But really be aware of your environment. Really be aware of other people within your environment and how they're responding to you, how they're looking at you, because that will give you some clues and maybe some insights in terms of how you're being perceived, what your personal brand is, and maybe that's some insights in terms of how you can start readjusting your attitude to start delivering some better mindset activities and some better delivery around behaviors and therefore results. So of course, if I can help you, I'd love to have a conversation with you and help you through this and help you take your leadership, your sales leadership, to the exceptional level. Simply jump on my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com. Pick a time, we'll sit down and have a conversation. Also, if you can jump on LinkedIn and send me a connection request. If we're not connected, let's do that. Let's connect via LinkedIn. And a quick reminder before we finish off as well is, if you can be so kind as to rate the show and subscribe to the show, not only will that enable me to let you know when other episodes are up and ready to go, but also enables other people just like you to make it easier to find the show on the various platforms. So again, thank you very much for tuning in. Really appreciate the feedback and the comments that are coming through on the various platforms. I trust that the messaging is still on point, and hey, continue to push the envelope, continue to maintain that fantastic attitude. And when we do all that, we'll certainly move towards being that exceptional sales leader. All the best. Thank you for listening to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. I trust the information in this episode has been helpful in your journey towards becoming exceptional. And remember, please take the time to rate the show, subscribe to the show so other people can find it. But also, if I can help you, jump on my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com, and let's have a conversation about how I can help you along your journey to being exceptional.